will it tick them? How 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 will it tick them?
Bank, First National City Bank, New York, announced it effective immediately its lowest rate for business loans on 90 days. 90 days or more will be 6%. I've talked to Joe Califano, and I agree that it'd be unwise for you to get into this thing. On the other hand, I rather think I'll
just
go
I just talked to him, and I suggested this, that so we don't say that they don't say we're uncoordinated. I think you ought to call a meeting in your office very immediately with Ackley and with Shultz and with the Federal Reserve man Roberson, if he's acting.
Right.
And say, here's what they have done. Here's what the senator said this morning, Russell Long, the Senate Finance, and Gore, and the rest of them. Here's their general attitude. The public's getting awfully fed up on it. Here's what I think I ought to say. And then let Ackley propose what they think we ought to say, following it up. You make the statement you had the other day, and then Bill Moyer say the president is conferred with the secretary, and he agrees with what the secretary says. And the money changers are taking a very serious step here if they keep this up or something of that.
All right, I think
it's, so that coordinates with us. Then, Joe, I don't know who it is. We has enough sense in the government to know what we can do about these damn bankers. But we ought to get our hair up and do something about them. They're just going wild, and they're going out of the... Of course, they ought to turn down these loans instead of raise the interest rates, but they won't do it. They're just going to get all traffic bare, and we're going to be destroyed. These speeches like Gore's, the people understand them.
Sure.
And when I was home, they told me, the folks I talked to, and one of them is a banker, runs two banks. He says the thing that you've got to carry that's a bigger cross than Vietnam is people are now paying 8% here for money, and the best people. And there must be some power that a president has or the federal government has to do something about it.
Well, the power that that they have, I'm afraid that the truth of the matter is that the Federal Reserve Board ought to have more powers than it has. I've been digging and digging and digging at them to come up and say, now, is there any power that you don't have that you think you ought to have in order to deal adequately with this problem so that the highly selective impact of general monetary restraint doesn't fall on these sectors that we know about? Is there any power that you need that you don't have? Do you need the power to direct the fixed ceilings on the...
You get them to figure out what powers we have, if any, to deal with them, so I can answer a fellow like Russell Long when he says the Johnson administration is worse than Hoover, and Johnson administration is worse than Eisenhower. Johnson is worse in the country for the money changers. Now, let's find out what power we got to deal with them and see whether we ought to exercise it. If we don't have it, let's see what we ought to have. Let's come up with something, you know, and get these advisors together and go those two questions, analyze. Say, here's what I'm going to say about this immediately. This is just a temporary thing. This is just to
lay the groundwork.
To lay the dike. It's just to put a plug in the dike. My statement. But now, what power do we have that can control this? And see if Douglas knows of any. See if Glenn Anderson knows of any. See if Russell Long, he says you're to blame. Now, what power do you have? You can't cut out appropriations that they make. You got to spend them. If we cut out everything, Charlie Shultz has just got the damnedest program he ever saw, and it just infuriates everybody, but wouldn't save but $1 billion. So see what power it is that we have, number one, that can deal with it. Get Federal Reserve Chairman, get the Economic Advisor, get your Undersecretary for Monetary and Fiscal Policy, and let's see what power. Then see what you ought to have. If you don't have it, let's get it, and let's do something about stopping this goddamn interest rates if we have to. If we somebody has to put in the regulations queue or whatever it is. We got to do something because we just can't, we're just going to get wiped out of the face of the earth if these fools keep doing this. And they broke every government that they ever run, and if they find they can control one, and they think we're easy. And they got that thing now, and the goddamn market went off 11, 12 points today, and it's, they think that they got us going downhill, and we can't stand up to it. And these businessmen don't have any sense. They never have had. I've watched them 35 years. Any general proposition the businessmen take pretty generally is selfish. It's not good, but I don't know. You're the head of my financial department, and I don't know enough about what to do, but I know you ought to get your lawyers, and you ought to get some real imaginative people, and it ought to be, maybe we have to close the goddamn banks like Roosevelt did. I don't know what it is we got to do, but we got to do something to keep this thing from snowballing, because you're going to have a hell of a panic on your hands if you're not careful now. I know.
Well, you know the fundamental answers, Mr. President. I don't need to go over that with you again, but that's still a related question to it, is how, to the degree that you use monetary restraint, how do you do it without depending entirely on high interest rates to ration out the credit applicants, and how do you do it in such a manner as to spread the impact and not concentrate it in a few sectors? I think
I don't think these interest rates deter a damn human
they
from
don't,
anything.
They don't.
It just gets them higher profits as you look at their profits.
As that chart that I presented the other day makes the point, bank credit has been going up, and business loans are going up just as much as they did last year. So what we're doing is we're getting the.
What do we do about it? What do we do about it?
Restraint.
What do we do about it? That's what the question is.
Well, I sent you that memorandum over that you asked me for last week, about an hour ago, and I think that's the general program we have to go with.
You mean that tax thing?
Taxes and along with it, some new authority to set credit ceilings on what these banks can lend. Direct ceilings on their lending.
Can you get anything like that passed?
I don't know, but I think that this is one answer. You see, what they're saying in effect is that the only way you get restraint is to price the product so high that nobody wants to borrow it. And what we're saying is there must be better ways of making credit unavailable than pricing it out of the market. Now, those are the two conflicting theories. Now, the Federal Reserve Board and all the people in the money business cling to the notion that the only way you restrain the growth of credit is by making it so dear that a lot of people refuse to borrow because it's so dear. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think it has worked. I think interest rates would have to go up another couple of percent before you get a perceptible falling off. The only way that you really cut down on credit is cut down on the ability of the bank under the law to lend. And that's the way you get your restraint. That's the way they do it in England.
Well, can the Federal Reserve do that by regulation?
No, sir. They say it's very difficult, and they'd have to depend upon voluntary authority, and they'd have to go back to the voluntary system they had during the Korean War, and that didn't work. It's just driving uphill. I had Bremer in here for 2 hours the other day, Saturday afternoon, I guess it was, or Friday, yes, Saturday, Monday afternoon.
I don't care when, just had him in.
Well, I had him in, and I put him on it. I put Robertson on it, and it's I think we're just going to have to do it ourselves, but I'm trying to pull him along.
Go ahead and do it. I sure think you ought to have that meeting quickly on your statement.
I think
the second thing is they ought to prove what I say to supplement at the same time, and Gardner ought to prepare a draft of what I say. Third are your people. Anyway, you ought to get one that's pretty short and in effect embraces yours and takes a little whack at them. Second. Then third, I think you ought to try to figure out with your advisors in the fiscal field what authority we have that we haven't used that we could use. Two, what authority we need to use to put a stop to this, if it can be stopped. If not, we're in hell.